What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
This is really necessary, Signor Piero.
Oh, well, this Grandmaster is an important part of the construction of the picture. I seek the balance.
Well, not too much balance. He is to be at the bottom, below the walls.
Even so, madam, think of the way it will increase your glory. Those are fabled, empty eyes looking up, unable to see the mother of the empire atop the walls. That ancient visage, like a statue.
Of the past, yes. Yes, I like that.
Forward!
Oh, here we go.
Come in here.
I present the great artist, Signor Piero. Grandmaster?
Grandmaster doesn't speak much anymore. He spends most of his time praying.
Yes, well, I spend most of my time running Tumen Bay. We have come to see you, Grandmaster Amalric. The night of the falling fires, this event, so important to you, will be recorded for all time by Master Piero here. You agreed to see him so that he could make sketches for his great canvas.
Yes, very well.
It's dark in here. May we open the blinds?
As you will, heaven.
Ah, so the stories are true. You have a fine face, Grandmaster. A heroic face. Your empty eye sockets with the flames in the sky will be...
I won't see your painting.
But the world will, and you will be immortalized.
Make your pictures, artist. I do not have time to waste.
Yes. This may take a while, my lady. Perhaps you would care to amuse yourself otherwise?
Yes, you may leave us, if you wish. They will show you the army quarter. We have nothing to hide. My general will escort you.
I have my own general. Barbaressa?
Mistress.
So, what do you see, General? As a soldier. Are they preparing for war? For this celebration? What do you see?
No signs of mobilization. No engines of war, no battle training, no stockpiling of arrows or lances. No getting men up to the mark. However you try and conceal it, you can't hide that.
No urgency.
Not for war.
And my forces?
What?
Ready for war?
Well, as you saw at the exercises, Mistress, a few days ago, they are ready to fight.
So if we had to make a move, could we do it?
Well, yes, but we would have to act soon.
Explain.
The men know gold has been secured for the city, for your army. They have been promised their back pay, but...
Any deserters are to be hanged.
These are men who fight for money, not promises.
And you will have gold aplenty. If you serve me well, General.
Thank you, Mistress.
I wonder...
Yes?
Are they really as strong as they say they are? Have we been led on a merry chase? They arrive at our gates, not more than a few hundred, and we, like frightened children, we believe all the tales of their greatness. What is the position in the city now, this day?
They have taken over the city gates. They have the center, most of the port area, two of the five hills. They control who goes in, who goes out.
I'm sick of this. Go back to your troops now and prepare to attack.
What?
I'm not used to repeating myself, General. They are unprepared. We'll surprise them.
Even so, Mistress.
What's wrong, General?
They are the Balaram.
And they are mortal and they can die. I'm going back in there. If you hear nothing by the fourth glass of the afternoon, then surround the army quarter and wipe them out.
Yes, Mistress.
Tuman Bay, Season 4, Episode 5, The Watchers, by Mike Walker.
But your man, surely they need some relief. Do they find it with each other?
The flesh is evil.
Flesh is insistent. Your knights are young, fit.
If we fail, we have the discipline.
Why is that not a temptation in itself?
All matter is a temptation. That is why it is best to leave it behind. We are a disciplined order.
I am a man. You are a man. We both know that no one is that disciplined.
I am not a man, and yet I see very little of your discipline, Grandmaster Amalric. I wonder if you are like all men and promise much and deliver very little. I think the moment has come for us to speak clearly to one another.
Just hold that position for a...
What have you done?
Very well.
Very little. Apart from take our gold, controlled the law courts. You're going to hang 1,000 people on the night of the falling stars. All very well and good, but it seems to me you take and you do not give. You were invited into our city as guests after the terrible deprivations of the occupation of Maya. Well, we thank you for your help where it has been given. You have been paid well, and now we think we can manage on our own.
How?
How what?
How will you manage without our advisers or administrators?
I can advise. And I have secured loans for the city. Trade will flourish. My army is at full strength. It is time, respectfully, for you and your brothers to pack up and go back to your castles on the coast.
And do you speak for the Sultana Manel?
We speak as one.
Are you throwing down a challenge, madam? Very well. We shall be gone after the night of the fires.
What?
After the Festival of Fires, which is of great importance to us, as you said, we shall be gone. We shall leave behind us a great gift, the aqueduct, which our engineers are working on tirelessly.
And you will place your seal on this promise?
Heaven, send for the scribes.
Very well, Grandmaster.
You will have the document this afternoon with my seal attached. Is there anything further you would wish to discuss?
No. If you will excuse me, I have to speak to
your general.
Indeed. You are very shrewd, Amalric.
As are you, madam.
We are all here to serve.
But which cause?
Morning, Commander.
Did I tell you I was a commander?
You told me you were not.
Then?
It seems that's how everyone else addresses you in these lodgings.
Good day, Commander. May I fetch you coffee, breakfast?
I am no longer a commander. Coffee, yes. Bread and olives.
Dumpy!
Breakfast, Commander?
I'm not...
Ma, I'm off now.
What? Where?
My job, Ma. With Uncle. Building gallows for the big show. All the folk they didn't execute during the month of fasting get done on the night. Got to go.
Festival, eh? We could use a bit of cheer. Will you gentlemen be going? They say it'll be quite something. Fires in the sky.
Oh, no executions for me. No, I don't want to see that. Not at all. But the rest, that could be interesting. Fires in the sky. I say, how do they know?
Astrologers? Effendi, they know everything. That's why there's astrologers, see?
Oh. Seems I came to the city at a good time. Oh, how was your banquet at the palace, Commander?
Hello, friend.
Always impresses me.
Hello, friend. Friend.
Great city where the streets must be cobbled and paved. Just the upkeep.
Mind your step. All the drain covers have been stolen under the occupation. Maya's people sold them and they haven't been replaced yet. In the days of Sultan al-Ghuri, no one would have dared. Everyone was being watched all the time. You never knew who was spying on you.
Ah, now. Was that your job? When you were a commander, keeping watch, was it? It was, yeah?
Yeah, something like that. You'd be surprised what goes on behind what you see.
Oh, I can imagine. A city's like a beautiful garden. Every flower, every blade of grass kept perfectly in place, and you were the gardener. And a tribe of warthogs came trampling over everything. Ah!
Mind your step. Another missing drain cover.
It's a long way down.
The sewers and drains are something of a wonder. And beneath them, there's a whole other world. People living down there. The city under the city.
That's what I mean. I don't want to see what the tourists see. How do people get down or up?
The city's full of tunnels and there are secret entrances everywhere. The Eastern Market, the old Temple of Solitude. Oh.
What?
The Hephaestus Palace. Why didn't I think of that?
But wait, where are you going?
Commander, are we going out again today?
You slimy worm, fellow. You are playing me. Once I would have killed you for that. Once I would have seen through it. It's time you told me the truth.
But please.
There's another way out of here, isn't there? A passage. That's how he went. The Hafiz.
No, he just vanished. I swear.
He's lying.
Who are you?
I always know when someone's lying. Infallibly. In my business, it pays to know such things.
What exactly is your business?
Oh, buying and selling. You have to know if a man will honour his debts. Now, is there water? Ah. A bowl. And a needle. Here, in my tunic collar. Always carry one as a traveller. Indulge me, Commander. I can help. I'm here to help.
Help who? What's he up to?
Very well.
So, needle in the water, and my friend, Bello, is it?
Yes.
Is it the same who wrote the Chronicles of Sultan Al-Ghuri?
Yes. You've read them?
I've read them. Almost know them by heart. Now, were you telling the truth just now?
I was. Yes, I...
There it is. The needle moves, and the point points at you, my friend. Never fails. The needle knows. You're a fine writer, Effendi, but a bad liar.
I'll cut your throat this moment if you don't tell me everything.
That would be a loss to literature, but I fear the commander's telling the truth. You see, if not, the needle would have moved.
Before he disappeared, the Hafiz told me to stay away from his chamber. That was when I saw the woman. 3 days passed, and when I finally entered, he was gone.
Much as you told me before, Bello, it doesn't impress me.
I left something out. Somewhere behind this wall, there's a passage. I don't know how to open it.
Let me try.
You have many skills, my friend. Far too many.
You see? I said I could be of help.
We need a lamp. Bello? You go in first.
I can't. I hate tunnels.
I would do as you're asked, my friend. He does not look pleased with you.
Yes, keep going. Bello, hold the lamp higher. Are we heading for the palace? Has Fatima had him all the time? Bello, why would he lie? The Hafiz.
He believes the Bararak are the servants of evil. He thinks they need him for their ceremony to work.
What ceremony? What evil?
He said, in the days before he left, he talked about the balance of our world. It was confused. There are people here who should not be here.
People? The Watchers, you mean?
Yes. Yes. And he said something about tattoos, lizards and snakes, always on the left, behind the ear. Their sign.
Why did you lie?
Something is going to happen. I wanted to keep him out of it. If I lied, it would give him time to hide.
And the woman, was that a lie too?
Oh, no. No, no, she was there. I saw her with my own eyes. And I saw her before.
What? When?
When they hanged her, and then when they cremated the body and sent the ashes out to sea.
Alkin.
The same.
It was always her, from the beginning.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton, my pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now.
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Manel! Oh, where have you been? I was looking for you.
I was... It doesn't matter, I was busy.
Sit down. We have some news. I have secured an agreement with the Balarak. They will depart Tumen Bay the morning after the Festival of the Fires. Now, am I truly the saviour of the city, or am I not? come and hug your mother. This is how we do things in the provinces. We pull up our sleeves and get things done. Kadali, show her...
Here, Majesty, the seal of the Grand Master Amalric.
And you believe him?
My darling, if there is one thing we know about the Balarak, it is that they do not lie. I was there. I heard his voice. I can tell when someone is lying.
And yet we know the Balarak are controlling the city gates. No one goes in or out without a pass. I believe that you are their prisoner just as much as you think I am your prisoner.
Stop. Manel, why...
It's the truth, Fatima. Isn't it time for that now? The truth?
I'll leave you, mistress.
Wait. When this is all over... When the Balarak have left, when trade resumes, then this city will need strong, decisive leadership.
Indeed. Indeed.
And do you think the Sultana can provide such leadership?
Well,
Well?
No, I don't believe she would.
She has been erratic. Confused. Not herself recently.
True. True. But if I may speak, mistress... Fear is not enough. Whoever rules needs the support, the love of the people. The Sultana has that love. She's a hero of the fight to overthrow Maya, the daughter of the great general Kulan, also beloved of the people.
I came to Tumen Bay in its hour of need with mine own army to defend it against the Balarak.
Yes, mistress, but if I may be so bold, the Balarak are... Well, they are still here.
They are going. I arranged it.
Yes, yes. And the people will undoubtedly, I'm sure of it, feel great affection for you. Of course they will. But, And perhaps, yes, perhaps a regency.
A regency? Yes. Yes, I like that. Go on.
It might help solve the problem. I have looked into the histories, and there is precedent. Some years ago, 100 or more, the mad Sultan was replaced by a regent.
How did that work?
Well, he was brought before a council of prominent citizens of Tumen Bay and examined. The records show that he was clearly seen to be incompetent, unable to rule effectively, and a regent was appointed.
And the Sultan?
Was retired. Actually, he was bricked up in a tower, the one along the coast. It's still called the Mad Sultan. 40 years he was there until, well, he wasn't.
The Mad Sultan. The Mad Sultan. I believe the Sultana has been overworked. She's becoming hysterical. Irrational. Why should she turn on her beloved Fatima otherwise?
Absolutely. You've put your finger on it. She cannot see what is obvious, that you have saved the city. In years to come, this will be recorded in the annals as one of the great victories of Tumen Bey, one without the cost of blood.
Why wait?
Mistress?
Why not write it now? Kadali, you are a man of many talents.
Mistress?
You may write the chronicle of my life. Did you know, I came from a tiny village where my parents and brothers and sisters died of the plague when I was no more than 6 years old. I followed their bodies to the communal burial pit, and then when I turned away, broken-hearted, lost, alone, a shaft of sunlight broke through the dark storm clouds and fell upon a gold coin half buried in the mud. I picked it up and held it in my mouth to keep it safe. I knew that with this one tiny coin, I could build a future.
So beautiful. So true, so heroic. It must be told for the ages.
So, go then and have your scribes write it down. Oh, and Kadali.
Mistress?
Send me the physician.
Yes, mistress.
So, not the palace, not the undercity, but an escape passage to the Western Market. And who knows what else?
Look for the tattoos. Behind the left ear. If you see that, you'll know they're here. They've taken the Hafiz, so only they can show us the... There! That man! Tattoo! Stop him! Stop him!
Stop, citizen!
Bello, don't move.
Akilah,
with me.
Move, damn you! Move! Out of my way, I need to get...
Come back! Stop! You there!
Did you see where he...
No. Wait, yes! In there! He went in there, in the carpet cellars!
Effendi, how may I...
Man came in just now. Where is he?
Oh, there, Effendi. He went through there, I think. Nothing. Look, there. The carpet moved.
Citizen, come out. Come out now.
Shall I pull it down?
Yes.
Well. I wanted adventures. Seems I got them. Is it some sort of group here? Street magicians? I've heard of such things.
You think it was all trickery?
Well, I don't trust that Bello for a start. Maybe he did away with this Hafiz person and wants to lead you off in a different direction.
But that man vanished in plain sight.
This is what conjurers make you believe, Commander. I've done a little of it myself, just for amusement. Look, I'll show you. Gold coin in one hand. Gold coin in the other hand. Ah! No gold coins. So, where can they... I know. The skillful Commander Gregor has them in his pocket. Please, look. Stealing my money. I better hold them more carefully, otherwise you Tumen Bey tricksters will... Ah! Steal them again.
Very good. Well done.
But, what's the matter?
I'm puzzled.
Oh, it's magic. And here they are again. Coffee on me, I think.
No, not about the coins. I know how you did that. About something you asked me over breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
You asked me how the banquet had gone at the palace. I'm surprised.
It's a perfectly normal question, surely.
But you were there, not looking like you do now, more like a slave offering food. Who do you work for?
This is all...
Conjecture. No.
I love these tiny coffee cups. So delicate.
I am at this moment holding a spike. Can you feel the touch of the point on your leg? If it breaks the skin, you will die. I suspect you know enough about poisons to believe me.
This is some of the best coffee I've ever drunk.
Who do you work for?
I must buy some beans to take home.
Answer the question.
Whoever pays me.
Who pays at the moment?
Mistress Fatima.
What has she asked you to do?
I was summoned to Tumen Bay for a job. And it is done. I'm no threat to you, Commander.
What are you?
There is a castle in the mountains. It's not anywhere near here, it's far away. And in that castle, there's a garden. Beautiful garden. It's like paradise, some say. And young men and young women, too, go there. And in paradise, they are trained in certain arts and sciences, and some achieve a mastery of their subject. Messengers come, messengers go, money's offered, tasks are performed. You understand, Commander. I've done some jobs previously for her, her husband.
You worked for her husband?
I helped her with the problem of her husband. A hunting accident.
And inconvenient bankers. So tell me why I shouldn't kill you now.
Look, we're both the same kind of man, my friend. You know, if I give you my word, I will stick by it. Look at me. You'll know if I'm lying. It's what you do. Am I? All she's asked me to do is help you.
And report back to her.
Obviously. I give you my word that if those orders ever change, I will tell you. Otherwise, use your spike and finish it now.
Ah, my friend, my comfort. My lover, my soul delight. What would I do without you? Go away!
Effendi.
I have told you, do not disturb me while I'm working.
Sorry, Effendi. Mistress Fatima is calling for you.
Oh, the heavens, what now? Very well. Go away. Go away, I am coming.
Yes, sir.
This way,
Effendi. Mistress, you summoned me. I'm here. Are you unwell?
No, I'm in fine health.
Of course. Then how may I serve you?
It's someone else. A friend. I need some help. This person is not herself of late. She has been through a lot and her mind is showing signs of being overthrown. Do you see, Doctor?
So she needs something to help her be calm?
Not calm so much as her feelings are full of...
Anxiety?
Anger. The desire to do herself some deadly harm. Others, too, perhaps. Fury pent up inside, directed at... Well, someone who loves her very much.
So sad.
So very sad.
I do have medicines that can help with such ailments.
Father's death. Perhaps she's still mourning. Her mother, too.
Mistress, I have been here in the palace since the time of Sultan Al-Ghuri, and I have dealt with many such problems, both of the body and of the mind. Perhaps I could examine your friend.
Impossible. Oh. Such is her disorder that she will not see you. What we are dealing with, Doctor, it's a kind of madness.
And you are close?
I'm like her mother. I only want to help. Of course, she does not know I'm seeing you. She would be...
upset.
It would tip her over the edge. Yes. But I have to help her.
Of course. Of course, Mistress.
Something... effective. Something very effective.
Yes, Mistress.
You summoned me, Majesty?
I did. I know you come up here sometimes.
I am, I admit, fascinated by the glasses. For all her mysteries, Dr. Alkin was a fascinating woman.
Do you never, Kadali, feel embarrassed at...
The vizier who feels embarrassment, Majesty, is himself an embarrassment to those who wish to use his skills. Regret, sometimes.
Well, I thought it better to meet here where no one might suspect.
Yes. Yes. I see the work goes well with the aqueduct. It'll be done by the festival, they tell us, and then we shall be done with them.
Do you believe them?
Belief, Majesty, is a luxury viziers cannot afford.
Nor sultanas. So let us deal with the here and now.
The Balorak.
That is not what I wish to talk to you about.
I am your Grand Vizier, Majesty. I am here to help, to listen and advise.
I don't trust you, Kadali. But I need you. I think you care about Tumen Bey, and I know you care about saving your own skin. And I'm trusting that you also know that you cannot trust Fatima. You are the vizier. Tell me, what is her legal position in this city? Could we simply arrest her?
But she has no position, Majesty. She is like any other ordinary citizen of Tumen Bey. She's powerful because she has an army.
An army of mercenaries. They'll be loyal to whoever pays them. And if I know Fatima, even though she has the loan, she'll be reluctant to part with any gold.
True.
Could she simply take power? Have me murdered?
Oh, the people would not stand for it. If she wanted to take power, she would have to do it according to custom. Summon a council of leading citizens and prelates, and they would have to consent without dissension. It wouldn't
happen. If we move fast, put her in a cell, take control of the money, then her army would come round. What?
Imprisonment would be unwise. Her personal guard remain loyal.
Kadali, you are lucky to be here. These are extraordinary times. When things settle, if she is still around, you will receive punishment for what you did to her. Whatever she has promised.
Yes, Majesty.
As for what you did to me, well, I will act like a sultana, and if you serve me well, there may be a way back for you.
Thank you, Sultana. I have learnt many things through painful experience. I am a bad master, but a good servant.
So do I have your complete loyalty, Kadali?
1,000 times, yes. Yes.
So we agree.
Agree?
Fatima has to die.
Commander.
I'll have tea, mint, and some food, whatever there is.
I've got it right here. There was a beggar here earlier. I sent him away.
So?
He gave me a coin, not the other way round.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton. My pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Arms for the good. For the good of your soul. Give arms for...
Gabriel, my friend. You were at my lodgings, yes?
Yes, I was.
Tell.
Oh, this is like old times, Commander. I remember
Get on with it.
A woman came, asking for you.
By name?
By name.
What did she look like?
She was covered. Head to toe. Hid her eyes from...
Come on.
She couldn't stay. Couldn't wait. Had to go.
Did she say anything?
She said that she'd be inside the Midan al-Suleiman at sunset. And the old man, the Hafiz?
Yes.
She knows where he is.
It's Alkin. It has to be her. Hiding her eyes, shrouded. Like a ghost of the living. A spirit in the sun. What does she want? More to the point, what will she tell me at last? Do I wait? Do I search? Or what? There! Alkin? You left me a message.
Hello, Gregor.
Heaven.
I don't have long. This way.
The Hafiz? Do you know where...
The Hafiz, I don't know. I said that because I knew you would come. I needed to see you.
Why are you here? You're with the Balorak. You believe in their doctrine. You've renounced your family. Did the Grand Master send you?
No. He does trust me. He sends me on errands in the city. I want so badly. I want to see my child and Akiba, but I can't. They watch the house. The Grand Master is testing me to see if I'm true. I have to live for my family. You should understand that, lying to survive.
This is nothing to do with me.
Be quiet and listen. The Hafiz is a part of this too. I don't know how, but he's important. When he went missing, I got you back to Tumen Bay. I helped you. And now I need your help.
What help?
I need you to save my family.
From what?
Whatever's going to happen. The Night of the Fires is the end of it. I'm the Grand Master's eyes. I read the scrolls to him. And there is a garden somewhere in the city. It says, before the city, the garden grew and was fruitful. And the garden abides, though men have forgotten it long since. I believe the garden is real.
How will I find this so-called garden?
Here. I copied a map from the scrolls. It's crude, but it will help you. Use your knowledge, Gregory. No one knows the city as you do.
I'm not playing games, Heaven. Why should I risk doing this for you? I'm a busy man.
Don't you see what a gift I'm giving you? Who knows the history of the city? Who knows the scrolls? The Hafiz. I believe that if you find the garden, you will find him. He's the key to everything. I have to go. I trust you. Save my family.
Enter.
Oh, excuse me, mistress. Didn't realize you had...
A killer, Effendi.
A killer? I will leave you, mistress.
Do.
Effendi?
Pleasant fellow.
Yes. He murdered my son. Now, this business with the Hafiz. Should it concern me?
It's a mere distraction. There is some wild talk out there about things.
Things?
Street magic. This reminds me of the time that I was visiting...
Get to the point.
It really need not concern you, madam, unless you enjoy magic shows.
I do not enjoy being made to wait. Gregor, what of him?
I think he's a spent force. Obsessed with some dead woman walking.
The dead always seem to be walking in Tumen Bay.
And Gregor, shall I stay with him?
If he's neither threat nor use, then you might as well kill him.
Then I shall.
Manel. How are you feeling, my dear? You were crying in your sleep. I was worried.
What are you doing here?
I couldn't sleep. I was thinking about today. I hate it when we argue like this. We should support each other. I miss having you close. I'm so sorry I upset you today. I was excited by what had happened, but I was just thinking of myself, not of you.
Oh, it's late. Can we talk in the morning, Fatima?
Mother. What? I'm your mother. I've been neglecting you. I can see that, but I'm going to make it up to you. I want you to be better.
There's nothing wrong with me,
of
Fatima.
Of course not. But this will make you feel better. Doctor?
Huh? Mistress, Your Majesty. What is this? What is going on?
It's for your own good, Manel. Drink. It'll soothe you. Let you sleep without weeping.
I don't want it.
Just a little more.
Stop! Let me go!
For your own good.
Stop! Help me! Someone! Help me!
job.
Is it done?
It is done, mistress.
Good girl. Sleep now. Sleep. Kadali?
Majesty.
Watch her. Make sure she sleeps well.
Of course, mistress. Look at you now, Manel. Daughter of General Coulon. You know, I always rather admired him, but Coulon, he never really acknowledged my existence. I was the dust beneath his sandal. And yet here you are, and he is in the ground, and his brother, Gregor, is looking for invisible people. And I, Kadali, I survive. I flourish.
Season 4, Episode 5 of Tumen Bay, The Watchers, featuring Rufus Wright, Kirsty Bushell, Anton Lesser, and Olivia Popica, was written by Mac Rogers, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumen Bay is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and a full cast list, visit tumenbay.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Listen to The Passage now. On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.